Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor Louis Nishmas from Moshe Hauer Zatzal. We're holding in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin in the Art Scholars of Hodor edition, Perek Shishi, starting Halacha Zayin in Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Omri Loi LeKohen Gadol Higia Seir LeMidbar. The Kohen Gadol cannot continue the Avodah until the goat reaches the Midbar. Uminayna Yoidim Shigia Seir LeMidbar. How do you know that the Seir reached the Midbar? Did Koyah Soyu Oisim? The Gemara is going to tell us that Koras are very large rocks. People used to stand on these rocks. Umenifim besudarim. They used to wave in some type of scarves, some type of flags. V'yoyidim shigia seir lamidbar. And then they saw that there was a sin. They knew that the seir reached the midbar. Amav Yudov, alo simon godol yalem. You know what's the best simon? They don't actually have to check the people standing on the rocks. But shloishas milim yushalayim v'al beis choyon. There's only 3 mil from Yerushalayim till the beginning of the Midbar, which is Beis Choren. Hoyilchi mil, they walk in 1 mil. 1 mil is 2,000 amma. That's the amount they can walk with him. Ve'choyzri mil, and then they go back a mil. Ve'shoyin kedei mil, then they wait another time it takes to walk a mil. Ve'yoydim shigia seil Midbar. So they do it based on approximation when he got to the Midbar. Ve'shmolayim rabbali simon ocher ayalehem. They are different simon. Loshon shel zohiris ha'kosho ha'pischo shleichol. There was the ribbon of Zohiris in the entrance of the Heichol. Kishigia Sila Midbar, when he reached the Midbar, Haya Losha Malbin, it turned to white. Shinemai Yuchat Heichol Kashonim Kashel Yabinu. So the change of color was the simon they got to the Midbar. Says the Gemara, Mao did Kiyos. What is that? What we mentioned in the Mishnah that they stand on at Kiyos. Kablon, these are these large rocks that they stood on. This is the end of the sixth parak of Maseches Yumo, and now we're starting the seventh parak of the Masechta. So the Mishnah, Bala Kohen Gadol Likris, comes the Kohen Gadol to read the Torah. We'll see in the Gemara what's the source you have to read the Torah. If he wants, he can use big day boots, which means not the big day zov that the Kohen Gadol uses, the Shmonim Godim. He used the big day boots, the white clothing he used for the day. If not, he can use his own clothing, his own white clothing. Chazan HaKnesses was responsible in the shul which was in Har HaBayis. So the Chazan is the Shamish, and the Rosh HaKnesses is the one in charge. For Rosh HaKnesses, he gives you the deputy Kohen Gadol. For Hasgan, Noistol Kohen Gadol, Hasgan gives the Kohen Gadol. There's all to show the cover to Kohen Gadol, how many people are beneath him. The Kohen Gadol Oimed Umikabel, he stands up and receives the Sefer Torah. The Koyev Oimed, and he reads it standing. The Koyev Acharei Mois, he reads Parsha Acharei Mois, which is the Parsha of Yom Kippurim. The Ach Bo'asar, and he reads the Parsha and Parsha's Emor, you talk about Yom Kippurim. The Goyel Satoyor, he rolls the Sefer Torah. Umenicha Bechekar, he holds it. Voimer Yoisema Shikaris, the Yifnecha Kosukan. He says there's more than what's in the Sefer Torah that I read to you. I read to you only a portion of the Sefer Torah, where what I'm going to tell you right now is also written in the Sefer Torah. I mean, not to think that there's any psul in the Sefer Torah. Nothing's missing, it's just now rolling to get there. Continues the Mishnah with base, Uba also Shemichumish HaPikudim Koyer Alpe. Then what he reads from the Pasha of the Musafim, which is in Sefer Bamidbar, he doesn't roll the Sefer Torah too far, so he reads it by Alpe, he reads by heart. He says 8 brachas over there. Ala toiro, ve'ala avoido, ve'ala oido, loshan hodo, loshan thank you. Ve'ala mechila sohavoin, ve'ala migdosh, says a tefillah, a bracha for the base of migdosh, ve'ala yisrael, ve'ala kohanim, ve'ala shat tefillah is another bracha on the rest of the davening. I think one's going to tell us the list of the brachas that he says. Says the Mishnah, Haroi Kohen Gadol Shu Koyre, the one who sees Kohen Gadol reading the Sefer Torah, ain't aware Par V'Seir and Yisrof. He doesn't see the Par V'Seir being burned outside Beis HaMikdash. Haroi Par V'Seir and Yisrof, and Haroi Kohen Gadol Shu Koyre. It's either or, you don't do both. Leibnei Shein Rashi, not because one cannot leave from one to the other. Chaim comes to say, the Chiddush is, don't think it's a problem of Oisik B'Mitzvah, you now go and do another Mitzvah. Not because of a problem, ain't Ma'avir Mele Mitzvahs. Because one who's seeing is not doing the Mitzvah. But the reason is, it was far away from each other. They both are done at the same time. So you can't be in both places at the same time. Says the Gemara, "Bala Kohen Gadol, minayin lekriyas hapasha." How do we know that the Kohen Gadol needs to read the Torah? Ravid b'shem Yitzchok, it says in the pasuk, "Vayas matom loyim kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe." Why it says that he did like Aaron Kohen did like Hashem told Moshe. Of course, that's what he did. So tell you, mikan lekriyas hapasha, meaning he did also kasher tzivo. He also read the tzivo. He read the Torah. The part which should not avoid the mamish, like this, like reading the Torah, here he's going to wear big dilovan, not the big dissolve. Omar Matno, Mastisomer, can you see it from our Mishnah? It says he can wear his own clothing. So of course, he's not wearing big dissolve. Says, what's the reason he doesn't wear big dissolve? Because it's outside Beis Hamikdash. Meaning, he could read the Sefer Torah outside the Beis Hamikdash if he wants to. There's no requirement to do it in the Hazar. So he asks, Hare Shchito, the Shchito Paradumo, Hare Einu El Bachut, is also outside. V'u'oidu Big Dizov, he wants to create Big Dizov. So the Gemara of Yosef Shem Yechonon says, you're right, Rotz Oiv the Big Dizov, Rotz Oiv the Big Dilovon, he can wear any clothing he wants. Matzilu Shchito, Rotz Oiv the Big Dizov, Rotz Oiv the Big Dilovon. The same as Shchias Paradumi you can do with either clothing. So Zoe also the Kriyas Aparsha you can do with either clothing. Usually you have to go to the Sefer Torah. Why do you bring the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol? You bring it to the Kohen Gadol, he's an Adam Gadol, he's Adam Chash, represents Am Yisrael, so bringing the Torah to him is a covet for the Torah. But we find he brought the Torah to the Reish Galuso. And there he wasn't so Gadol. He is a descendant of David HaMelech. So they continue to do the meaning they did to David HaMelech, that they brought the Sefer Torah to him, who is such a great person. So they do it also to his descendants. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Yumo, Dafim Zayin.